9.6.
So how credible is this hoax theory then? I watched a documentary about it a while ago.
Well, some of the questions are quite interesting, but from what I've read, they can all be explained scientifically. You know, like the fact that the stars aren't visible in the sky on the photos. Apparently, it's just due to sunlight on the surface of the moon. It was too bright to see them, that's all.
Isn't the flag supposedly waving in the wind in one of the shots?
That's right, yeah. They say it's because of the pole shaking after it had been stuck in. There's obviously no air, so as a result, it kept moving for ages due to the fact that there was no friction to slow it down.
Oh, I see.
Another thing that's been explained is the footprints on the surface. People had said the ground looked wet, so it couldn't have been on the moon. But apparently that's the way that type of dust behaves in a vacuum. It sticks together like mud.
Wasn't there some other theory to do with dust when the module landed? That there should have been more dust or something?
Well, during the landing, there was supposedly a lot of dust flying up, you know, caused by the blast from the engines. But when the module's actually seen on the surface, there's no crater visible below it. So the theory is that if it had really landed there, it would have left a crater. But the argument against that is that it had already slowed down substantially by the time it reached the surface, and it was only descending gently because of the low gravity.
Oh. So there was only a bit of surface dust blown up.
That's right.